Let's turn in God's Word now to Exodus and chapter 30. In Exodus 30, we'll continue reading. And now in chapter 30, verses 1 through 38, the whole chapter. Exodus 30, and beginning in verse 1, these are the infallible words of God, and so cannot err, and so does not err. And so we must give our attention to them. And thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon, of shittim wood shalt thou make it. A cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof. Four square shall it be, and two cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof, and thou shalt make it unto it a crown of gold round about. And two golden rings shalt thou make to it under the crown of it, by the two corners thereof, upon the two sides of it shalt thou make it, and they shall be for places for the staves to bear it withal. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put it before the veil, that is, by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat, that is, over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. When he dresseth the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them when thou numberest them. This they shall give, every one that passeth among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. And half a shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. Everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel and shalt appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass to wash withal, and thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto the Lord, so they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not. And it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices, of pure myrrh 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus 250 shekels, and of cassia 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of olive, or oil olive, and a hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be a holy anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all his vessels, and the candlestick and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels, and the laver and his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, This shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Take unto thee sweet spices, stacte and onycha and galbanum. These sweet spices with pure frankincense of each shall there be a like weight, and thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that, to smell thereto, shall even be cut off from his people. Those are God's words. So after the priests were instructed to their duty as well as their consecration, so now we see the commands concerning the altar of incense through verse 10. We see that this is shown in Luke's Gospel and Revelation to point us to the prayers of the saints. And so in Revelation 8 it says, And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And then through verse 16 of this passage, the census price, or the atonement money, or the money for ransom, that is equal to all peoples, or for all peoples. Everybody would give the same amount, half a shekel. And why is this? It's because all people stand on equal terms before the Creator. All who are in union with Christ are on equal terms with the Lord. In Christ we are justified and righteous and adopted into His family. No one having a greater spot in the family. We're all children. We're all sons. Through verse 21, concerning the laver of brass for the priest to be consecrated. Now that Christ has been crucified in the final sacrifice for all sins, we are washed not with the water, but with the blood of Christ. And then through verse 33, the best and choicest spices to be given to the temple sanctuary to make the oil of holy ointment, signifying of the Holy Spirit and His graces, of which we are anointed in union with Christ and His kingship. We have been anointed with the Holy Spirit, every Christian or everyone who is in union with Christ. Of which Psalm 45 says this, that Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of Thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, Thy God, hath anointed Thee with the oil of gladness above Thy fellows. And then the rest of the chapter through verse 38 concerns the holy incense and perfume to be burned at the golden altar, all to be used in the setting apart for sacred use, just like today in the water of baptism and the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper. It's a setting apart of God's people from those who are not God's people. And so again, as we think about this chapter and the other chapters regarding the worship of, in the Old Testament, the ceremonial worship, that everything in the ceremonial law, everything to do with ceremonial worship in the temple, is finally fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He is our Redeemer, and He is our Savior. And we're thankful that He has given us of His Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give you praise today. We're thankful that you have given us the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of which we are not ashamed. And where, Father, we are ashamed, we pray that you would turn us from that sin, that grave sin, that we would proclaim upon the housetops, upon every corner that we go, wherever we go, the good news of Jesus Christ, that He died for our sins, having been perfectly righteous and still is, having been buried and rose from the dead on the third day. We are thankful for your grace that you pour out upon us, even by your Holy Spirit, that you give us your Holy Spirit and change our wills and grant us the gift of faith, that we would believe that you have predestined us unto good works, that we would walk in those good works that you have predestined for us. And Father, we pray that we would walk in them, that you would grant to us more good works to walk in, that we would please your name, even that which is only according to your grace. For we cannot do good works apart from you. For even apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. But Father, we're thankful in Christ your Son, that He has supplied us with every need, and He has supplied us with every grace that we need, and even when tempted, there's always a way of escape. And so, Father, we give you praise for this, that we, who are truly your children, will never fall so much as to fall away from you and apostatize. And yet, Father, there may be some here who are goats or the chaff or the tares. And so, Father, we pray for them. We pray that they would not turn, who seem like their chaff. But we pray that they would not turn from you, but they would turn unto you today. We pray for our children, those in the womb, and those, our grandchildren, even some who have gone off. Father, we pray that you would turn them to yourself. We pray that you would send your Spirit, even now in the womb, if that be your will, as you did with John the Baptist, and grant salvation to them, and justify them, and make them to be righteous in your sight, even through the righteousness, and alone through the righteousness, of Jesus Christ, your Son. Now, Father, we do pray and ask for your help. Again, we have sinned against you. We have turned away from you in our thoughts, in our hearts, our wills, which we desires, all our desires, even our affections or emotions, our feelings. We have turned from you. Father, forgive us of our sins. We have broken all your commandments. Father, see us for the righteousness of Christ and not for our own righteousness, which are as menstrual rags. Our Father, we do pray also today not only for our souls, in which we pray that you would sanctify us and cleanse us of our sin. Father, we ask that you would heal our bodies and strengthen our bodies. We do pray this morning for Jake and Marissa, who are struggling in their bodies today. We ask that you would heal them. Pray that you would continue healing Patricia. We're thankful again that she's worshiping with us this morning. We pray also for any others who are struggling. We pray for Dina and for the strengthening of the knees of Jeannie and any others, Father. Heal our bodies and strengthen them for not just to do so, but that you would cause us by the strengthening of our bodies to serve you well on this earth. And Father, we know that in the end you will heal us completely at the right time, even by granting to us new glorified bodies, even when we enter into glory, of which that which we associate with our bodies, that there will be no more pain and tears. And so, Father, we look forward to that day and hope when you will bring it about. So bring it about according to your will at the right time. Father, we pray for Levi. Pray that you would give him safety in his return home to North Carolina. We also pray that you would give him wisdom along with his wife on a job and moving and finding a church and these things. Father, we ask that you would grant great clarity for him and his wife, and thankful for their children as well. What a blessing surely they are, as you say they are, as all of our children are. And so, Father, bless your people and bless our children. And we pray that amongst all of us, we would not be found as covenant breakers, but covenant keepers in Christ, your Son. Father, we praise you. We're thankful that in some ways we heard about giving here and the giving to the temple and the half a shekel. And so we do consider our giving. We ask that you would bless all that we give this day for your glory, and use it for your kingdom, in which we pray, especially today as we're considering the temptation of Jesus. We pray that you would destroy Satan's kingdom, and you would exalt your Son in his kingdom, and that you would bring about the salvation of the Gentiles, the fullness of the Gentiles, that they would come in, and that you bring in the great number of Jews of your elect at the right time. And we look in hope for that day when that will happen, whether in this life or after our lives. And Father, we ask that you would bring to the nations to covenant with Christ your Son, that they would bow the knee, including this nation which has rejected you and which is being judged continuously through little judgments and yet great warnings to us of the great judgment to come, and even the citizens of this nation. We pray that they would be affected by these judgments, these little judgments, so much that they would hear the gospel being proclaimed by your children, and they would repent of their sins and turn to Christ your Son alone for their salvation, away from the great wickedness that they have entered into and continue to enter into, and the breaking of all your commandments. Now, Father, we pray that you would show mercy even for the few righteous who remain. And Father, we ask above all that your name would be praised and exalted, that your name would be glorified and blessed. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.